proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue our look back to the future in the 8th chapter of the book of Daniel. The prophet went on to refer to a figure known as the Little Horn. The language of that passage suggested that he was not really referring to an ordinary mortal acting under his own power. Rather, Daniel alluded to an individual bestowed with a supernatural endowment. In the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, John affirmed that the person known as the Antichrist will derive his power from the devil. He observed how, quote, "the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority," unquote. According to that same chapter, moreover, we read how the Antichrist will receive worship from fallen men alive during that time. Finally, John wrote in Revelation 13 that, quote, "it was given unto him," that is the Antichrist, "it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations," unquote. According to the 8th chapter of Daniel, this little horn, quote, "shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace destroy many," unquote. Paul amplified the first part of this statement in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, when he described an individual known in that section of Scripture as the, quote, "son of perdition," unquote. A person who would exalt himself above all that is called God. By fashioning agreement with the Jewish people, this little horn in Daniel 8 will also lay the foundation for the Jewish nation's destruction. Some words that David penned in Psalm 55 might illustrate the modus operandi the Antichrist will employ. David wrote that, quote, "he hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant," unquote. Deceitfulness constituted one of the traits characterizing the Antichrist dealing with men. Paul wrote more about this subject in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, referring to this figure as one, quote, "whose coming is after all the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish," unquote. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul noted how, quote, "Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light," unquote. The apostle continued by noting that, quote, "it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness," unquote. The figure known as the Antichrist will garner followers through his apparently unworldly powers. John detailed some of these miraculous manifestations in the 13th chapter of Revelation, quote, "he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast," unquote. Furthermore, John continued that this figure, quote, "had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed," unquote. John's passage in Revelation 13 added to the information Daniel provided in the 8th chapter of his book. The question arises, when would this little horn, otherwise known as the Antichrist, when would this little horn make himself known unto the whole world? We'll find an answer to that question in the remaining verses of Daniel's vision, which we will cover in our very next lesson. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.